aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the last half hour on this terrific Tuesday, November 12th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Vetting the next Republican candidate nominee for governor to run in 2026. My first and the biggest condition I am going to ask these people, how much money of your own money are you opening your campaign account with, your committee to elect? How much are you going to loan to your committee out of the box to be a press release statement? I'm running for governor and I have $1 million in my account. $2 million. I'm committing $10 million of my own money to this race. With that kind of number, you have my attention. Now let's talk about fixing the state of Michigan when you get sworn into office as the next governor of the state of Michigan on January 2nd, 2027. Okay, Trucker, what's on your list? Number one, at the top of the list, eliminating the state income tax, making our state competitive with Florida, Texas, Tennessee, many other states that do not tax their citizens' hourly salary income. Every worker in the state of Michigan will get a 4.25% pay raise in their paychecks on Friday or every month because we have no state income tax. It won't come from your employer. It will come from Lansing. Kevin Rinke, late in the campaign for 2022, came out and made that statement that he was willing to commit to eliminating the state income tax. Of course, the media and the Democrats immediately said, well, how are you going to replace that revenue? And I explained to Kevin, your answer is very simple. We're not. Say what? You're not going to replace that revenue to the Treasury, the Michigan Department of Treasury in Lansing? That revenue is just going to go away? It's gone? Yep. That's your answer, Kevin. Well, we'll have a we won't have a balanced budget. We won't have enough money to pay our bills for the budget. Yeah, we will. How? If you cut $12 billion out of the revenue income to Lansing, how are you going to cover the $82 billion budget? You cut it by $12 billion. The amount of money you lose by not charging the citizens of the state of Michigan income tax, you reduce the budget spending. Oh my God, are you kidding? $12 billion? Dude, that's like, you know, 1/7, 1/8 of the state's budget. Yep. Take an axe and chop it. Figure out mathematically the percentage going from 82 down to $70 billion a year in Lansing and chop every department by that amount. If it's 10%, which would be $8 billion, not quite there. So it's looking like mathematically off the top of my head, about 15% would be $12 billion to reduce it to $70 billion. That's what you do. In passing the next fiscal year budget, you tell every department you are getting an automatic reduction of 15% across the board in your department. Well, how am I going to fund my employees? How am I going to pay for coffee? How am I going to pay for paper? Start cutting. Prioritize your best employees, the ones that come to work early, the ones that stay late, the ones that do a great job, have the highest productivity, the most efficiency in doing their job. You keep them and get rid of everybody else. That's number one. Number two, put it on the ballot for 2028, legislative referendum. Not signatures by us, we the people. You, elected Republicans and senators, who now have the majority on January 2nd of 2027, you put it on the ballot for us in 2028 presidential election. Michigan will be permanently a right-to-work state. Don't do it legislatively. Put it on the ballot. Let the people vote as to whether or not we should have forced unionism in this state. Make it impossible for them to ever change the Constitution and make us a forced unionized state permanently and forever. That's number two. Why? Because we can compete with the other states that are right-to-work states. We don't get forced unionism, which in my opinion is slavery, modern-day slavery, folks, in the work world that we live in, is called unions. Your union dues go to the union bosses who give the money, 99.999.7% of it, to Democrats to perpetrate and continue to pass laws that benefit the union members. Perfect example, public school teachers. MEA, NEA, AFT, with taxpayer dollars, an unlimited source of money that they can pass, negotiate salaries, benefits, and retirements of public school teachers. Well, we become a permanent right-to-work state. That's number two. Number three, get rid of the monopoly that we have on our electric grid here in Michigan. 90% of the consumers of electricity in this state buy their electricity from either Consumers Power or DTE. We are blessed. Thank you, God, sweet Jesus. The home studio and the transmitter in Sheboygan, we have electric co-ops. Great Lakes here, PIE&G in Sheboygan. Every person in the state of Michigan should be allowed to shop for their electric provider and choose to buy their power from a co-op. Force DTE and consumers to compete. That's number three. Number four, eliminate car insurance as being mandatory in the state of Michigan. You heard me. Unless you lease a brand new vehicle or you have a loan on your vehicle, if you own your vehicle free and clear, you don't have to get car insurance. What? That's right. Other states do it. New Hampshire, I believe. Vermont. Live free or die. Guess what? They don't have forced auto insurance to get your license plate renewed. Force insurance companies to change the way they sell car insurance in the state of Michigan. Make them compete. You get fair and open competition, prices go down. we still have two higher costs of car insurance in the state of Michigan. It's number four. Part of that, actually, I'm going to say could be number five, eliminate license plate renewals. No more tab fees. We are being charged for the value of our vehicles when they were brand new. All of our vehicles are at least 10 years or older. We have a 24 Jeep Grand Cherokee that I got for Vicky to be clerk to drive back and forth to the county building in. All-wheel drive, little energy efficient, beautiful little Jeep, 2014. License plate for it. By the way, I got her a personalized plate. AC clerk. Antrim County clerk. It's coming in about 4 weeks. I'm going to take a picture of it and post it on social media. I'll be able to send it to you guys. 2011 Yukon that dragged the cargo trailer around Antrim County with their signs and yard signs. And a 2008 Cadillac. 16-year-old Cadillac. 13-year-old Yukon Denali, and a 10-year-old Jeep. All of the license plates on all three vehicles, more than $200 every year. Are you kidding me? Eliminate license plate renewal fees altogether. We have money sitting in a trust fund in Lansing that provides royalty income from natural gas leases here in the state of Michigan. And you know what that trust fund is for? The state of Michigan buying up public lands, taking them off the tax rolls, and putting them under their land conservancies. Are you kidding me? Multi-million dollars, if not billions of dollars, sitting in a trust to acquire our private property. That's got to change, folks. That natural gas that's under our state is no different than the oil that's under Alaska. And Sarah Palin negotiated with the oil companies to provide a royalty to every single citizen of the state of Alaska. Why cannot we, the people of the state of Michigan, who own the land of the natural gas, get a royalty from the gas companies that drill and store that natural gas? Get rid of MDOT, Michigan Department of Transportation, give their budget to the county road commissions. If you got a road in your county, fix it. I don't care if it's I-75, I-94, M-88, M-33, M-119. I don't care what it is. Fix it if it's in your county. These are the ideas that we are going to be drilling and vetting these candidates for governor for the Republican nomination in 2026. We're going to wrap it up. Final segment on the other side. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Who Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment talking about the vetting of the next Republican governor candidate to be the nominee to run for governor in 2026. In addition to the state House controlled Republicans, the Senate majority controlled Republicans in the Senate with a Republican governor, the second thing we need on the ballot in 2028, along with enshrining right to work in Michigan's state constitution, is another legislative referendum to be on the ballot, voting by the people of the state of Michigan in the next presidential election of 2028, amending our state constitution, providing for every single school district in the entire state of Michigan to be mandated that they must provide an irrevocable charter for a charter school in their school district. A Christian curriculum, Hillsdale College curriculum, whatever curriculum the individual school districts choose, they must provide and allow for a competing charter school in all of the school districts across the entire state of Michigan. Put it on the ballot. The commercials would be very simple. Competition is a good thing. We need to fix the education system in the state of Michigan once and for all. And the way you do it is with a Republican governor, a huge majority Republican in the House majority and Senate majority. I'm talking Senate 26 to 12. Why 26? Because that's how many votes are necessary to give a passed bill in the Senate immediate effect. I'd like to see at least the 58 that we currently have, 60, 62 Republicans in the House. A great vetted candidate governor make these changes to fix the state of Michigan. Everything I've said in this half hour needs to happen for the next candidate to get my endorsement in 2026. Starts with your personal money into your campaign, and it goes right down the list. Get rid of the state income tax, become a right-to-work state by putting it on the ballot for the people to vote and enshrine it into our Constitution, along with, on the ballot, a constitutional amendment mandating that all school districts in the state of Michigan must provide for a charter school to compete with the public schools. They are going to absolutely lose their minds. The Union Democrats, the Democrats, will be spending a ton of money in the state of Michigan to defeat those ballot proposals. Well, guess what? That's money they're not going to be able to spend on their Democrat candidate for governor. That's money they're not going to be able to spend defending their seats in the state Senate. That's money they won't be able to spend in other states. They will be spending millions of dollars to defeat that ballot proposal. That will be their get out the vote effort. There's only one difference. Donald Trump and J.D. Vance will be campaigning in Michigan for our Republican governor. A highly loved, beloved president and vice president. The rallies will be just like the ones we just had for the presidential election. We will be doing that, folks, in the midterm election, which is unheard of. Our turnout will be the same numbers we just had last Tuesday. If the right governor candidate comes out with this list of policies that he's running on, and you heard me, that he is running on. I don't even want to talk about and ever, ever talk about Tudor Dixon ever again. Kevin Rinke, if you're listening, Perry Johnson, if you're listening, this is what it's going to take to fix the state of Michigan. My question for you, do you have the guts to do it? Do you have a campaign strategist that can make it happen and motivate the people, the state of Michigan, to make you the next governor in 2026 election? To get you sworn in on January 2nd of 2027. Or January 1st for governor. I forget which it is. We need to fix the state, folks. And it started last Tuesday. It's going to continue in the August primary of 2026, getting the right candidate with the right platform and winning in November of 2026. And then run your agenda. Just like Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats did after the 2022 election. Undo everything they've done to our state and improve it. MDOT gone. Competition in the electric grid. The list goes on and on and on. If you need to listen to the podcast, take notes. I'm texting it to the candidates. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.